This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Happy New Year, Martin.
Happy 2008, Scott.
And to all of our listeners, we're wishing you lots of vitality and good health.
Yep, that's a good one. You know, if you don't have your health, I don't care how rich you are, you're living a miserable life.
That's right, that's right. And of course, one of the number one resolutions every new year is lose weight, get more exercise, try to look good.
Yeah, improve your diet.
Improve your diet.
Actually, yeah.
So what are some of the, what's some advice you can give our listeners and me that some small changes maybe that we could make that would have huge improvements in our weight situation, in our vitality? Because really, if you're not feeling vital and energetic, how are you going to get more exercise, right? Or even get through the day that you've got to get through regardless of whether you like to exercise or not?
Yeah, you're right. I would say number one is don't make resolutions you cannot keep, because that's just gonna make you feel depressed, and we don't need that.
That's right. That's right.
Number two is don't make short-term program changes. Make lifestyle changes. You know, don't just go on a 2 week or a 3 week of crash something. I'm gonna lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds or 20 pounds, because if you don't make a lifestyle change, what you're going to do is just lose some fat and water, and then your body's going to rebel and put it back on, and maybe some more. In fact, the statistics, as I've read it, show that women who do this crash dieting end up putting 50% more weight than what they've lost back on.
And you remind me of a friend of mine who, in January, February, and March, cuts out coffee and beer and usually goes on a cleanse for like two weeks, and drops a ton of weight. And it was really sad because I saw him just after Christmas, and I remember how he looked last summer, and man, he looked to me like he'd put on 20 pounds more than before he had gone on this fast like a year ago. And I thought, man, you know, and it's just like you said about the lifestyle, right? I mean, he has the discipline, and for, two or three months, eats a lot less. He's on a cleanse, he's cleaning, and he's exercising a lot and everything else, and then says, okay, I did it, and then stops, goes back to eating the pizza, drinking the beer, having the coffee, and two scoops of sugar, and boom, right back to where he was, if not worse. So
yeah, it's all back. In fact, our bodies are developmentally uniquely adapted to starvation. We know how to be without food. When we were, back when, before civilization, mm-hmm. we used to go without food for a day or two or three even.
Yeah. Or certainly, and there was no fruit on the bushes, like, what did you eat, right?
Yeah, you just went real, real skinny, real slim. So your body knows how to keep with lack of food. What it does not know is how to keep with a fast food restaurant on every corner.
Right, right. So what are some of the areas that you would suggest that I and our listeners look at in terms of, okay, we want to make a resolution, we're a few pounds overweight, we're 20 pounds overweight, we're 50 pounds overweight, and okay, this year I'm going to handle that problem. Should I just stop eating, or should I stop eating certain types of foods, or where would I start?
Well, my personal preference is not what you're going to deny yourself. My preference would be, what are you going to focus on? Mm. Whatever we focus on, that's what grows. Number one, eat raw. Raw is good. Raw organic is even better.
Right.
So if you have 60 to 70% of everything you eat in fresh, raw, uncooked, then you're automatically are going to have fewer calories, and automatically going to have more enzymes, and automatically are going to be just dropping fat and blubber and, looking healthier. No question.
And you're going to automatically know what to buy when you're in the grocery store, right?
Totally. Stay out of the middle.
That's right. Like the Fruit Loops won't make the raw, uncooked category.
It just doesn't, no.
No, neither will the soup, the Campbell's soups or, excellent.
Right. So here's the second problem, of course. The reason that you're buying those things in the middle of the grocery store is convenience.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying the prepared pizza because all you have to do is just throw it in the oven, pull it out of the freezer, throw it in the oven.
I was thinking of the pizza, and I couldn't get it out of my mouth. So, yes, thanks for bringing that up.
Right.
That's right. The frozen pizza, it's perfect.
Right. And it's convenient, and it's quick, and it's tasty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, too bad. And if that's the thing that you eat once a week, it's not a problem. But
right.
If it's your everyday, it's going to be. So the convenience is a challenge because, we live busy lives and we need to find some way to make it quick.
Right.
And dealing with a salad is not quick. So now what do? Oh, call your favorite supplier of green superfoods.
I was thinking about a shake or a smoothie or something like that would be pretty quick.
Exactly. Almost as good as fresh is the stuff that we put together. We have it, freeze-dried and carefully prepared and mixed and put in the bottle.
So one of the things with a green superfood, and I think this is kind of important, and we may have mentioned it before, but I don't think we can mention it enough, is when you take like the raw vegetables and fruits that go into a superfood powder, most places, the benefit of it is getting, one of the benefits of it is getting the enzymes, right? You want to have that as a living food. And a lot of places that produce green powder that you mix up, do they not grind it in, it's mass production and it's pretty harsh and the temperature gets kind of high?
Right. Yeah, that was one of the key elements of the Exoa superfoods that we manufacture, is that we actually take the care to not destroy the enzymes in them. Anything that's heated over 105 Fahrenheit is affected, and anything that's over 140 is dead. So if you're not careful in the grinding, you can just overheat it, and you still end up with the nutrients. If you look at the label, of 100 grams of almonds that are raw, you will see the same list of ingredients as 100 grams of almonds that are toasted or roasted.
Right.
And yet, if you take the roasted almonds and plant them, there will be no almond trees growing out of that. There will be, different taste. The nutrients, it's all acidifying to the body and it's essentially dead weight. The minerals are still there, but the life force is gone.
And that's one of the keys, right? Is we want to be able to augment our life force with the life forces of plants. That's why we eat them, right?
That's right. Yes.
Why animals eat plants, right?
Yes.
It's taking life force from one place to another place to another place and moving it all through the system.
And yeah, it's quite amazing, actually. Sorry to interrupt you. The amazing thing is that it's actually bacteria that are living on the roots of plants that are enabling the plants to take up minerals from soil and the sunlight and the CO2, and it's converting all of that into the living enzymatic proteins that we end up ingesting and using for our own existence.
That's interesting, because when you say that, and you say it's the bacteria that's doing it, and it's so causing us to be living, and then what do we do but take penicillin to kill all the bacteria we can?
Yes, never mind penicillin, just chlorinated water to start from.
Yeah, chlorinated water. It's kind of backwards, eh?
Well, the civilized world is a wonderful thing. It has prevented awful illnesses like cholera and polio and all of that. So the hygiene is a good thing, but too much of the hygiene is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Just moderation, right?
Yeah, balance.
So another issue when it comes to, I'm going to get us back on this New Year's resolution thing about, you know, losing weight. One of the things people say is, well, you know, stop eating so much fat, right? And we've got a really good product that I quite enjoy, and I gave it to one of my I showed it to one of my friends who's into bodybuilding and all that sort of stuff, and his comment on it was, well, the fat content in this is way too high. And my automatic reaction was to say, well, this is like different fat than when you go have onion rings or french fries or a hamburger. But I really think that that's an issue that a lot of people could be, you know, thinking the wrong way and then causing more harm to their body because they cut out all fats when there are certain fats that they really need to have in order for their body to work properly. And of course, what we're really talking about when we're losing weight is our body getting to where it's working at an optimum level, right, which is, you know, a healthy level as opposed to just a thin level.
Right. Well, what you mentioned, you know, fats, there's an important word, essential fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fatty acids, well, those are, all fats are actually acids, and all fats are actually acidifying, but some of them are essential. And the essential ones are, again, in seeds, nuts. These are the oil things that that we normally would produce oils out of, like safflower, sunflower, canola, whatever oils that you use. They originally contain these essential fatty acids. But the oils that are on grocery store shelves do not, because these things are rancidifying at fairly low temperatures. Some of them are liquid at freezer temperatures. Some of them are liquid at room temperatures. But the most important thing is that they're, well, let me say it this way. If the fat or the plant oil, vegetable oil, is on a grocery store shelf in a clear light glass, all of the stuff that is in the essential fat category has been taken out of it.
And these essential fatty acids are things like that, like they're in our brain, they help us think better, they're in our nerves. They lubricate our joints, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
If I'm
but
lacking
most importantly, I'm sorry to interrupt again.
That's right.
I just keep having all these thoughts. I should learn to keep quiet. I think I'll make that my annual or New Year's resolution, is let the guy finish his sentence. What do you think?
I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Well, about the essential fatty acids, the most important thing is that they hold back inflammation and they actually make your skin look good. And that was one of the things that I noticed on this bodybuilder friend of yours, is that his skin was not in top shape.
Mm-hmm. It was,
you know, he is at
places,
he's a wonderful looking fellow and all of that, but he's got issues with his skin, and you can see that the inflammation's there, and he's probably in some amount of pain now and will be more as he progresses.
Well, and he also had problems with his knees
already.
So if I want to have like well lubricated joints and no inflammation in the joints, then I really require an optimum amount of essential fatty acids.
Yes. Yeah, the ALA, CLA, GLA, all of these acids that you can buy in a health food store as a supplement, they come from seeds. But they are quickly rancidifying. And what we do at Exela is we actually grind them directly with antioxidants, so that when they are put inside of our product, they don't go rancid and they will be there.
Cool. Well, I noticed on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website that you've got a little section about what essential fatty acids can do for you. And I'd like to just take a second and read off this short list, because I think it's pretty interesting. So, what essential fatty acids can do for you: inhibit harmful and painful inflammation, aid in the prevention of arthritis, reduce blood pressure, reduce the growth rate of breast cancer, regulate your heart, gastrointestinal, and kidney functions, lower cholesterol, arteriosclerosis, and blood clot formation, so helping with heart disease and stroke, and help eczema and psoriasis, two hard words for me to say. And the eczema and the psoriasis, that tends to be the skin stuff, right?
Exactly.
So if you've got, like, if you've got flaky skin or dry skin or itchy skin or anything like, or blotches on your skin, then what you really, one of the things that you need to be concerned about is the amount of essential fatty acids that you're getting, because that's a symptom that you may not be getting enough.
That's exactly that.
Right. The one that blew my mind was reducing blood pressure. I had no idea that...
Well, that's back in the cycle of the cholesterol and inflammation and the elasticity of the arteries.
Oh, right. And I guess, like, when you think of, like, think of leather, right? In the old days when you had leather, whatever, they would oil the leather down to keep it soft and smooth and everything, right?
Exactly.
And if you think of your skin as that leather, and if you don't have those, that nice oil that you can rub into the leather happening in your skin, then it's going to get cracked and dry and old and
sandpaper
and dehydrated and everything else.
Exactly.
So that's a great clue to where people are at, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if you're already at that stage, you probably need to apply the essential fatty acids topically. And we have emu oil for people who are not concerned about being vegan, but if you're vegan, then you need to go with something like flax oil or hemp oil. Or we have a great product from Eva Piantoni called Scargon, which is the plant essential fatty acids in a wonderful formulation, and most everybody who's used it just loves it. Too bad she named it Scargon. It should have been called Wrinklegon.
Yeah. So getting back to, you know, the weight loss, if people need to be aware of what type of fats they're eating, because if they're eating the wrong type, that's just basically going to go on their thighs and their stomach, right?
Well, the wrong kind of fat will create the inflammation. The worst culprit is the trans fat, which is the fats that have been hydrogenated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are, you know, the hard margarine type is the worst example of it. All of the crackers up until just recently have been using hydrogenated vegetable oils. I mean, if you read the ingredients there, anything where it says hydrogenated anything, it's just deadly. This is exactly the opposite of the good fats.
Yeah, hydrogenation ruins the nutritional value of all the vegetable oils, right?
Yes. Well, that's because you kill the essential fatty acids and you saturate them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the next thing, of course, is the you know, the animal fats, which aren't all that great for you. And then the next accident happens when you actually heat the fats in frying. That causes them to go from nutrition to carcinogen.
So all of us would like to put a little butter in our pan and fry an egg have got a problem.
It's not as much of a problem as it is if you put some margarine on your bun.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can take a pound of butter or a tablespoonful of margarine and cause about the same amount of damage.
Well, the other oil that people talk about a lot is coconut oil. And I'm just kind of curious as to...
Well, coconut oil, there are four really good oils that don't seem to cause damage to the human body. You know, the Mediterranean culture had the olive oil, extra virgin olive oil is just the ticket. The more northern culture had butter. They didn't have the olives, but the butter, you know, raw, uncooked butter really works. And then the tropical cultures, they had the either coconut or palm oil. Both of those are actually quite non-harmful to the human body. And in fact, you could actually heat a coconut oil, you know, fry on it without it causing you too much damage. So, yeah, everybody should take a spoonful of coconut oil every day, you know.
Cool.
I couldn't praise it enough, you know. Like, in my smoothie, I add a tablespoonful of hemp oil and a teaspoonful of coconut oil. every day, just because I need to be lubricated.
Right.
Cool. In fact, there was this really cool experiment. It's not an experiment. It was an attempt. Some farmers brought in coconut fat to fatten their hogs. And so they started feeding them this coconut fat, and the hogs were getting skinny.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, they were not putting on weight. They were becoming slimmer. And that's because of the function of the essential fatty acids that the coconut oil is rich in, as opposed to the wrong kind of fats that you would find in other plants.
So the key here is to make sure that you've got properly processed coconut oil or olive oil,
yeah.
Right? I'm sure that, like you said, if you go to this local grocery store and there's a big bottle of coconut oil sitting on the shelf and it's been there for 6 months, chances are that may not be the best type of coconut oil to put in your body.
Well, what you're looking for is the labeled extra virgin, because it's extracted without wrecking it with using too much heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All neat.
So, okay, so about the dieting business. Don't diet. Change your lifestyle. About the nutrients. Fats are actually necessary. The essential fats are necessary for you to lose weight on. So you need to add the good fats to your diet. The foods that put the most weight on you are carbohydrates, starches, and sugars. So if you do want to change a lifestyle in any way, switch to eating more raw foods, raw vegetables, raw fruits, and stay away from wheat, pasta, potatoes, all of the stuff that tastes so good but adds mostly calories without nutrition.
And you would include donuts in there too, probably, right?
Yeah, I'd have to. Yeah.
Darn.
My biggest, you know, the top of the list. If you're going to give up any one thing, soda pops. Mm. You know, second thing is sweetening with sugar. You know, refined sugar. Third thing, refined white flour. Those are the things that really do the most damage to your body. Nutritionally.
So if I wanted to get the greens in, I have a busy lifestyle, I'm always rushing away, doing this, doing that. You had mentioned zeaxanthin earlier. Would that be a good thing to, you know, you make a shake or make a drink?
It was specifically formulated for convenience. You know, it's an all-in-one product. All you have to do is take a tablespoonful of that and put it in a glass of some liquid, water, juice, whatever you like. You drink it. This is enough to actually keep you going, and it's a meal replacement. You know, you can add it to a smoothie, like, you know, you can add an apple or a banana or whatever makes you feel fuller if you want to do that. But essentially what's in there is great protein value, essential fats, vitamins, antioxidants, minerals. All of the right stuff is in there.
So it'll help you to build muscle?
Yes, it will help you convert fat into muscle.
Because one of the big things that people need to be able to do is increase their metabolism, right? So that they're burning off more energy, because we live a fairly sedentary life, most of us.
And right.
If it helps and build muscle, then that's going to help. But you start on the upward spiral instead of the downward spiral, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we put sea plant minerals into the zeaxanthin, which stimulates your thyroid, which cranks up your metabolic rate. So even when you're sitting and breathing, it's burning off more energy.
Mm. Neat. So you're going to have lots of energy, and your body fat's going to head down.
Exactly.
Cool.
And it's convenient, so, you know, if you're having the lifestyle like you and I have, where there's only 24 hours a day and 36 hours worth of work to be done, you need to find some way to do convenient, quick, and easy food, and this is the way to do it.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think, Martin, that's a good place for us to wind up this particular podcast episode. And I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day. It's New Year's Day today, so I know that you want to spend more time with your family, as do I, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us today. Any last words as far as helping people keep their New Year's resolutions before we sign off?
Oh, folks, just make it simple. Don't make silly promises. Just make a lifestyle change. And honestly, turn to us. We can help. It sounds corny, but we are restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. If you want to listen to more podcasts, you can head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. They're all listed there. And if you go there as well, I'll have links to some of the products that we discussed in this particular podcast. Or you can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com. And if someone wanted to find out more information about the Zootene, for example, Martin, where would they go?
Well, right on the website, life-enthusiast.com, we have just added a search tool to the site. So type Zootein.
And it'll take you right there.
Uh-huh. It'll find it right away.
Excellent. Well, Happy New Year, Martin.
Happy New Year, Scott, and everyone who's listening. Thank you for being there.